Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
So 17. Ryan's here. George is still out partying, whatever he's doing, you know, out there in California with his family, whatever. But we got a special guest in the building. One of the homies from back in the day. One of the homies I've known double digit years. All right. The homie Jerome Anderson is in the building.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? What's up?
You know, hit him with them Twitters. Hit him with that IG.
Yo. First and foremost, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, of course.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Me Dos. That's Mr. Me Dos as a Mr. Me Too. And on my IG at Mr. _ Me _ Dos. Also on YouTube, my YouTube channel is Mr. Me Dos as well.
So we had to bring in the homie Rome, a.k.a. Mr. Me Dos, for a special topic today, which we've been saving. This was like one of the original topics when we first started the podcast. And I asked George and Ryan, like, yo, and I had a list of topics. This was one of the first topics, and your name was on it as the phone god. And I was like, yo, we got to get Rome on. I was like one of the absolute most fanatics of phone posits. So what are we talking about today, Ryan?
Got some stuff to get into today. We'll talk about the current status of foam posits, where they are now, what they need to do, where they've been, our top 10 foam posits of all time. And first we'll talk to Mr. Me Dos about the YouTube channel, the sneaker unboxings. I've seen some of the, your Navy Gum and your White Cherry Low unboxing. I think you did, was it the White Red 12s or the alternate 12s, or was it the flu games, or was it both?
It was the flu games, or it was the Masters, or it was the
one of them you kind of did like a little vlog with, like
that was a flu
going, yeah, to the
flu
going, game. Okay, yeah, going to the shop game and stuff. Oh, okay. So super entertaining channel, so be sure to check it out. Great sneaker reviews.
Started you out on that?
Yeah, what got you into the sneaker review?
Honestly, man, this cat right here to the left of me, Greg, he was like, him and my partner Marcus, shout out to Marcus. He was like, yo, Rome, you should do a sneaker channel, man. You copping all these shoes, you should do a channel. I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to put my business out there like that. Because I was putting pictures on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was copping shoes 1, 2, 3 a week, you know, and I was taking pics, and I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and try that. I already had a YouTube channel that I've had since 05, but prior to that, I was doing like music and putting my car on there and doing videos, you know, for my friends who did music and whatnot, you know. And I just transitioned to the shoe game, and I mean, I've always had passion for shoes, you know, since we was yay tall, you know, since before high school when I was rocking L.A. Gears in the second grade.
Facts.
Yep.
You know, XJ900s from Payless, you know what I'm saying? And when I couldn't afford the Jordans or what have you, so mom would stop at JCPenney's and try to get you some heat from JCPenney's. But
back in the day, we always bring up JCPenney's. JCPenney's used to have heat.
That used to be the heaters. I go to get all my and one and Nike basketball gear.
You know, it's been a journey, man, and I really didn't transition into taking care of my shoes until I got to high school.
I think that's probably the similar story with all of us. I mean, I had so many shoes in junior high and high school, elementary school, that
I think between the two of you, collection-wise, I know you both surpass mine, all right? Rome, if I'm not talking to Ryan or George in text message, I'm talking to Rome and Marcus in a text message, like, all the day. And between the two of you in here, there might be about 1,500 pairs of shoes, maybe more, Between the two of you. All right.
I got quite a few, man.
I know you got a few because one thing about Roman's that, you know, when you're, I mean, you guys both know, you look through your Facebook timeline, Twitter and stuff, and you got like your regular friends that you know. And every once in a while, your regular friends will post like a picture of their sneakers and they hyped about it. And I should be like, God, if they only knew this, well, this isn't anything.
Yeah.
And then Rome will post something and it just be like a regular J or something. And we, you know, and then like it kept doing it again and kept posting it again. And, I noticed, I was like, yo, I was like, Roman posted some heat. So then we started talking about the sneakers and stuff. And then I was like, dude, Roman's posting something every single day, like multiple times a week. I was like, though, this cat's collection is wild. So like, one thing I will say about Roman's videos is like they're straight to the point. Because like, I mean, what made you want to do it considering how many unboxing videos and review videos there are out there?
Because
the competition is thick when it comes to that.
But nobody else has a wood spinning platform.
That's a fact.
I've seen a few graphics. Yeah. You know, I have a background in like doing the video. So I have photography equipment, you know, I had the camera, you know, but I wanted to make it a little bit more compact. So I started shooting with my phone. You know, well, my phone, I was like, well, let me put a backdrop in from my photography room and let me add a Lazy Susan so they can see the shoe 360. Let me add this light so I can bring in, you know, some more
details. The lighting is fire on your reviews.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, and then
editing is quality.
People was like, show your face. I was like, I ain't ready to show my face yet.
Right.
I just want to show you the product. For those who are on the fence, another reason why I started was a lot of people were on the fence of, I don't know if I want to cop those. I want to see what they look like in hand first.
Right.
You know, and that was another reason why, let me get in, let me show it. If it's something that I get and I don't like, I'll shoot the video and I'll take that shit back. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll get it home, try it on, and it don't work for me. At least I had an opportunity for the world to see, this is what it looked like in hand. You know, the lighting will give you somewhat of the exact color. Because a lot of these photos...
We talk about it all the time. Man. All of us. We all talk about this all the time. And there's...
I don't know how many times I didn't got from that, bro.
Kith picks.
Kith might take the best... Whoever their photographer is might be the greatest photographer on earth, all right? Because they will make a basic-looking ASIC Gel Light 3 look like the most luxurious item ever.
Yeah, right. I'm in with that... remember,
strawberries and cream one?
They got me, bro.
If it's not a review video, it's like you go to eBay and look at pictures off eBay.
Yeah.
eBay, some people take them, they look like that's what they're going to look like. But yeah, as you were saying, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, other than that, man, it's a lot of folks doing videos.
Right.
I mean, it's some sneakerheads that's been doing it for 10 years on there, and they got thousands of subscribers.
Right.
You know, I'm just, just cracking my little way through it, and I enjoy it. That's pretty much why I do. I enjoy shoes.
Right.
And I just, want to let the people see what's out there.
And that's one of the things, like, with the podcast. Like, we do this all day. Talk about shoes. You copping this. You buy this. What'd you think of this? I don't like this. I'm taking it back. What are we going to do? So when we start the podcast, and, it's starting slowly, and we got a lot of listeners and things like that. But, like you said, like, some of these cats, like, hundred thousands of followers or subscribers and things like that. And it's like, geez, like, I'm just trying to crack into that group, And like you said with your videos, you're just trying to crack into that group, And, like, I have no idea if this is true or not, but I would assume a lot of these cats got the hookup on sneakers or something. I would assume by now. Like, and that's the thing, because, you're going to buy them anyways.
Right.
That's the thing. So it's like, you might as well do something with it, Right. You're spending the money and the money is flying, But yeah, the videos are definitely A1.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Anything else coming in the future?
I just got a drone. I just put the order in for a drone, so.
What?
A drone.
The flying
like, deals. To do what?
4K drone. Man, sky's the limit.
What you about to do, aerial shots of Jordans?
I'm going to hover that drone on a mountain somewhere and have a shoe down, look at the shoes or something. I don't know. I'm going to do something dramatic with it.
Be in some unrestricted fly space or something. we forgot to do pickups.
We did forget to do pickups. It's going to surprise you. I have no sneaker pickups for the entire week. Not one. You this might be the first. Sick. This is sneak this first. This is sneak this history.
Actually, I don't know the Rome. Oh, no, Rome got a pickup. No, you did.
No.
You got,
man,
Ferraris. You finally grabbed them.
That was last week. What are you talking about?
I mean, you still picked them up. Oh, yeah, yeah. You ain't picked them none since Monday.
Within the last 7 days.
What you got?
Last 7 days, I got the Ferraris. I got the
Ferraris.
Yeah, I got the Ferraris.
You still got yours, Ryan?
Somewhere.
Oh, okay.
In a pile.
Yeah. I had them. I was telling Rome, I was like, yo, I had the Ferrari. I just couldn't figure out how to wear them. I wore them that one time. And then after that, I was just kind of like, I really don't know how to wear these joints. So, like, it was just a little. And which is funny, all joints are black and red. But right. It was something about Ferraris that just a little different.
Look like Elmo on your feet.
Nah, those joints just.
I love them. I love the way they look.
I just know how to wear them.
When you told me that I was looking at them, I was like, man, how the hell am I going to wear these damn... I'm staring at them in my closet in my hand like, okay, I'm going to wear with some blue jeans. Nah, I'm going to wear with some black jeans. Nah, I don't want them to bleed on my shoes. What in the hell am I going to wear with these damn shoes? So they're in the closet, and until I can decide, I'm going to rock them up.
I'm sure they're sitting with hundreds of other pairs that you ain't decided on, just like Ryan's. I mean, I got a bunch myself I haven't wore. I ain't got as many as you guys, but... once again, hit them with the Twitters, the IGs, everything.
Twitter, IG, YouTube, all the same. Mr. Me Dose, Mr. _ ME _ DOS.
Dope. So, foam posit talk.
Foam posits.
Rome is a foam god. We know other foam gods, all right? But Rome is a personal foam god that I know. Are foam posits garbage or just misunderstood? How much was foams when they originally dropped?
180.
And that was 97? 96, 97. I remember when they first dropped on the mall. I was in Bay Area in California. First of all, they were so dramatically different from every single shoe out there.
Yep.
Every single shoe. I think it was probably the first shoe that I could think of. I don't know about you guys. That was a completely different material from your leathers, your suedes.
It was synthetic. It was.
Yeah. I can't think of another shoe that was that dramatically different with that much of a single color.
Not in that era? Not in that time? No.
No. Not back then. And they were very hard to wear. And that 180 price tag, that was considered astronomical.
Mm-hmm. That was the first $200?
That was the first one out of the store close to $200. Yep. Did you guys have the OGs back then?
No.
Hell no.
Okay,
hell
see,
no.
I had them back then. Now, the reason why I had them was because I think Willis, shout out to my Uncle Willis, he had bought them, and I was like, I got to get them now, you know. And it's back when we were wearing Boss clothing, you know, Boss.
Yeah.
And I had, like, this camo Boss, and I just could not figure out what to wear with them. And I was like, you know what, just going to buy it. My goal was, like, I'm about to destroy everybody the first day of school. I'm about to destroy everybody. Came through with the foams, destroyed. But them joints were goofy, all right? Like, they were just – and this is for me because I'm too short. I am way too short to wear foams, all right? If anybody knows me, I am way too short.
So what's the height requirement, man, to wear?
I don't know.
Minimum is 6'3".
6'3" for shorts?
It depends, man. It depends. Like, you got to either be a big dude or a super tall dude to look decent in foams. George, he could get away with foams if he wanted to. All right. He's about, what is he, 6? Maybe about 6?
Yeah.
He could get away with foams if he wanted to. Maybe. Ryan, you're like teetering. Me, no. No, I'm way too short.
Ryan, how would you wear them? How do you wear your, like, when you lace, do you lace them? You wear them loose?
Loose.
That's how,
like,
you have
real
to.
Loose, like.
Not real. I mean, like, loops. I don't think you can make foams real loose. But I mean, like, I mean, no.
I mean, the laces.
Yeah.
The laces.
No, they're, like, lace them to the top and then just leave them unlaced. But, like, the lace still looks tight. But, I mean, I've worn 4 pairs of foams. The only ones I've ever wore are my son's foams. I wore them to his son's game with jeans. Even when I wore them in jeans, I was like, man, like, what am I doing? I should throw on something else. But today, I threw them in the bag today. And I changed, like, threw them on. And I'm like walking out. I got on the elevator at work, and I'm like, man, all these people looking at me funny. This 5'10 white dude in a pair of foam, in a pair of shiny Suns foam poses. Probably like, man, what the hell is this guy coming out of this professional building wearing these shoes?
I
had to take them off. I couldn't take myself seriously with them on.
The only foams I have Coppers, pewters, stealths, forest greens. I think that's it.
The ones that,
Royal, OG Royals.
The ones that that's matter, it. Huh?
Them the only ones that I ain't got that matter. And there's other ones I like, because this is how I put it. I don't think foams suck.
No.
All right?
They don't suck.
They're just for a special group of people that know how to wear them, and I'm not one of them.
I mean, I guess you could maybe wear them with sweatpants. They look okay.
So what happened to foams? What happened?
Me, personally.
Too much.
I think when they oversaturate.
Yeah.
With colorways.
You
and
think
also,
so?
And also, here's another thing. They always drop a foam during the same week that they drop a retro.
Mm-hmm.
And your retro is always cheaper than your foam.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to go after what's cheap and what's iconic versus what's more expensive and what's a new colorway on a foam pod.
Has that how it's always been?
Yeah, I think somewhat. But it used to be...
They don't stand alone.
They don't stand alone. And to your point of the saturation of the market, I mean, you know, I remember in the mid-2000s, like 2008, 2009, when the coppers were starting to come back out. They came out with the dirty coppers again.
Dirty copper.
And the eggplants came back out, things like that. I mean, they were sought after because right. It was, you know, you hadn't seen it in years.
Right.
And then we got into 2012, 2013, and you start getting asteroid foams and thermal camera imaging foams and weatherman foams, which were trash. I mean, those all white foams that came out that turned yellow in 3 days of being in the box. I mean, there was a foam every other weekend, and it was like terrible graphics on them, terrible colorways. If they would have just stuck to the original and just kept it simple, and every once in a while thrown in like the electric green and the lime green and the yellows, and I think it would have been fine. But they did way too much, and that price went from, I mean, when they were coming out in 08, what was the price? 190 or 2, maybe 200?
Like 210.
210?
Yeah. They were 210.
250 now.
Yeah, they're high now. What were, the camo ones, the fighter jets? God, those were like, I think 245.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were two. That was a price jump. I think the 220 on those, and then when the green camo ones came out, those were 230, and then it went up after that.
I think they put that, I've noticed. Well, they started doing that print after the Galaxy drop.
Yep.
Yeah. So after the Galaxy's drop, they start, you know, twerking with the prints and whatnot and just coming out with all kinds of different, you know,
and
things.
See, is did it?
Oh, good.
Okay.
I was like, I remember seeing it like 3-4 years ago, that like Aztec kind of Native American print foam posit. Those never came out, right?
I don't believe so.
No? It was like a sample or something?
Probably.
See, there's a bunch of samples out there that never came out. When I went to Vegas, I was telling them I went to Vegas. I remember what year it was. It was the very last time I've been to Vegas, and we went to House of Hoops and wherever that mall is, not the Miracle Mall, but the other mall.
The one on the Strip?
Yeah, it's on the Strip. I can't even think of what it's called. Oh, Fashion Show. We like do the Fashion Show like right in like the food court area. Anyways, we went there, and they had samples of... Year of the Dragon foams. They have like a dragon on it. Like, I seen the ones that are getting ready to come out, the maroon ones. The maroon ones, I seen those. I can't even tell you how many years ago. And they were telling me that was for Thanksgiving cranberry. And I was like, oh, that's dope. And then they had an orange one that they showed me too that was supposed to be for Halloween. They never came out. And I think the problem that happened with foam posits is a lot of the stuff that we were looking for, it took too long to come out.
Right.
Metallic Reds, those came out, what?
Six?
2006? Seven? No, not that long ago.
Probably nine.
Nine, 10, 11?
Maybe, it might have been nine, yeah.
It was something like that. And a red metallic foam should have came out almost right after a royal blue. I mean, that's your basics right there, your blues. What was the second foam posit color that ever came out? Was it pearls?
It had to be the pearls.
Yeah. Okay. Do y'all prefer the ones or the pros in the foam posits? The ones. I do too.
Wait, hold on. I take that back. It depends on how that check match. Is the check the matching? Yeah. Is the swoosh matching the sole, or is it matching the pinstripe down the middle? Is it matching the lace? It depends.
I don't know, man. Because I do like pearls.
Yeah.
Without the check on the side, without the Nike check.
Well, the All Pearls had Swoosh.
Well, if you were to remove it, would you prefer them?
I'd probably prefer it removed because the Swoosh on phones was like thick and big. Yeah. Like it was pretty pronounced.
I mean, there's only a couple that I think that the Foamposite Pro works. Like the Dooms. I think the Dooms are super dope with the
what? I hate
you know, like it. It matches the outsole.
Yeah, the outsole. Yeah.
I think those are one of the worst foams of
really?
All time.
I think, see, as far as the my list, when we get to that.
Yours might be different.
There's only Foamposite ones. There is not one pro on my list.
Oh, you have to have some pros on there.
Really?
You must have rushed your list.
Not one pro. I didn't
you
rush
must have.
List.
Yeah, you rushed your list. No, I think pros came out with the worst colorways, I think. Because I know there's some that Rome like, but like those North Carolina blue ones that were pros are awful. All right, well, the entire shoe with them joints, anything North Carolina blue, I don't care if it's Legend 11s, I don't care what it is. Those are for newborn baby boys and girls. I just, way too much, all right? And I think they're coming back out. Like, I think them joints coming back out. And then they didn't do certain things right. Like you guys brought up the graphics. They didn't do them right. What made the Galaxy special was it was done right. Then it's like, okay, let's make another print. They jumped out the window when they made that the Weatherman and the Thermal print. Oh. Yeah. They jumped out the window because our Weatherman to us was the KD4.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Weatherman I was expecting, something like that. Now, I probably still wouldn't have liked it, but I was expecting something like that.
Some right. more originality or something else other than that.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy is, though? I'm going to say this, though. Asteroid foams, Safari foams, and the Weatherman foams. When you go watch somebody play basketball, like they look tight.
Oh, yeah, they fresh.
On the court. They look fresh on the court. Which is, I guess, that's what, I mean, they're basketball shoes. Yeah. That's what they're made for. They're not made for us just posting up, kicking it, you know, chilling. You know, people do. But when I see, so like, I was watching my little nephew, homeboy, play. And one of his friends got the Asteroid phones. I'm like, yo, them joints is fire on the court. I'm like, it make them look good. Like, but I don't know. I mean, is there anything Nike can do to make phones? Like, phones still sell out, right?
No. They said
none.
No. They don't.
It depends on what colorway it is.
Okay, because I know the last ones, we'll say yellows, Wu-Tang, sat.
Sat.
Might still be sitting.
Yep.
Gone Fishing sold out, but then they restocked a couple times, and I think they sat at stores.
I mean, I remember going into Sheik 2 weeks after, and they still had them. Like, those red ones that came out Valentine's Day, around Valentine's Day, that red and black.
Which one was that? Sat.
It was like a metallic red, but it was like
the pros?
It had like chips in it though. Like it looked like it had like flakes in it or something.
It's like crackle.
There's yeah, like crackled.
Crackle paint.
Yeah.
The red.
Oh, weren't those just kids though?
No,
I got them.
Came out full size.
Really?
Yeah.
Got them.
Shot
all,
a vid for them.
He got them all. Then what was the last foam that flew? Besides mirrors. We knew mirrors did.
Blue mirrors, yeah, mirrors.
Blue mirrors flew?
They went quick, yeah.
All-Star.
All-Star one went fast.
What was the All-Star one?
Northern Lights.
My gosh. Yeah. Those are awful.
And the resale is up there, too.
The problem with Northern Lights is the Black Soul. I don't think the Black Soul looks good with it.
Would that be a shoe you would prefer, translucent?
I prefer a translucent soul. You talking about Northern Lights, the way Northern Lights look, if you ever, it's got to be clear. It has to be as clear as you can make it. Like, it has to look like you're walking on nothing. Like, and they put that Black Soul and it looked like when they started dying. So when people started dying their souls, that's what it looked like. I didn't care for those that much. So can Nike improve it? Is there anything Nike can do?
I think they should, you know, swing it back to the solid colors. I'm thinking more solid. I mean, there's so many colors that they can manipulate to make a new color, you know. And a lot of people want the Black Souls, but that doesn't look good on every color.
Put them on Nike ID. That's been a rumor for about 5 years. All right.
$280. I mean, they're $290 because they charge $40 over retail. So you're looking at $330 after tax on those joints.
But it hasn't stopped a lot of people from buying them. It would stop me. I don't think it'll stop them. You'd have to make one.
You'd have to put.
I'll have to make a few of them. You'd have to put
You'd have to put a Yeezy 2 on there for me to Nike ID something.
I mean, the fact that. I don't know what you could do with it. I don't know how you can ID one. There's not much you can do to it. You would have to do a pro because you'd want to be able to change the swoosh. Just changing a one.
But you know what? What they could do is, you know, a lot of guys would take some acetone and remove the graphic mm-hmm. off of the shoe, right?
I've never seen that.
If there's this video is on YouTube. Oh, if Nike will allow, like how Adidas will allow you to upload a picture and put a picture on your shoe.
Yeah.
If you can take a blank phone and upload and a picture that? On your on Nike ID.
Your own graphic.
Then it might work. Maybe. But did it work for Adidas? I don't know one person with one.
I think Adidas is a little bit different of a beast than Nike is.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Adidas doesn't have like a shoe that's iconic, like a shoe that, I mean,
well,
the superstars,
they have sneakers.
Iconic sneakers, right. Yes, but nothing that is really customizable. Like their shoes are iconic because of their simplicity. Like,
right. What was the shoe that they used it on? The ZX?
ZX Flux.
Yeah. But that's not a bad shoe, though.
No. It's not a bad shoe, but it's just, you know, it'd be like Nike, like making it available on the Air Max 2016. I mean, you know, it's.
But you got to think about it. It's like Adidas. They touch a different demographic.
Yeah.
Monetarily, like, you can get some Adidas that's dope for half the price that you would pay for a pair of foam posits.
What about Olympic foams?
I'm going after them.
I know you're going after them. You copyright?
I think they're dope, but after putting the foams out today, like, let me tell you, I used to feel sad about selling my stealth foams at the last Heat of Soul Summit we went to. Shout out to those guys and the event coming up. But when we were there, I sold my stealth foam posits. And I've always been like, man, I wish.
Which stealths?
The ones from 2000.
Not the suede ones, right? We were just talking about the
suede ones. So I'm like, man, I always felt like a little sad about letting those go. When I put those shoes on today, I was just embarrassed to own any foam posits. I was like, all these got to go now.
Yo, I work in corporate, right? Man, and they changed the dress code to where I can wear sneakers every day.
That's what I need.
I have worn a different sneaker every day this year to work.
And see, I can only do it on a Friday. And technically, I'm not allowed to, but, like, my sneakers are so clean and dope. They made the rule where it was like, where I work, they were like, you can wear sneakers, but problem is everybody was coming to work wearing, like, beaters. Yeah. Like, and they were like, all right, y'all coming to work wearing these beaters, y'all can't do it. So then they was hating them. I'm like, I'm not wearing these beaters, all
right? Right. To blend in with the beaters.
I just kept wearing them. And everyone loves them. Seeing them, they don't say nothing. So I wear them all the time. But I don't know, man.
Wear your foams with pride, man. Don't let what you think other people think about your feet on the elevator.
No. That's what I was thinking about.
Giving you motivation.
They made me self-conscious.
Ryan's down. Rome came with that foam posit motivation.
Like, we falling off, man. It's a dying breed of foam posit fanatics.
You
man.
Think foams will be around?
I think foams will always be around because I think there is a demand for them. Yeah, oh yeah, foams will always be around. It's just a matter of, you know, and there's like foams that I've picked up. I since have gotten rid of them, but there's foams that I love that I've seen at the outlet picked up. Like, I honestly, like, I might be one of the only people you might like them. Like, the Volt foams, I think the Volt foams are super dope.
Man. You know what? I'm going to tell you a story. I was telling Greg when they first dropped, I was like, I ain't gonna get them. Went to the outlet. No, the clearance at AZ Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they had racks of these shoes. Not a damn one in my size. Ain't this about a bitch. I'm like, and they were $99, man. With 30%.
With 30%. Yeah, that's when I bought them for $70.
And then because I knew the fact that I could have got them for $99 with 30% off, I didn't want them.
No, it's hard to do that.
I couldn't get them anywhere cheaper than that.
Yeah.
So and I checked them off.
That I think that's like a sneakerheads thing. Like, if I see them, like, just a regular person on eBay, Craigslist, a sneaker group, if I see a regular person selling something for like $120, I can't buy it over that.
No.
Knowing that I could have got that.
That's mm-hmm. like, it, I mean.
I think Volt foams are tight.
I think Volt foams are tight.
I think
and Knicks foams. Like, I think Knicks foams are super tight.
Knicks foams are very tight.
I would pay, when they dropped, I'd pay 70 for them. But
when they
pay.
Dropped, I thought they were tight. But you know what the problem is with Knicks foams? They took too long to come out.
Yeah.
It's just taking way too long. Like you said, the solid colors are what's gold. But they should have been had a Knicks foam, all mm-hmm. right? I think one thing that could save, besides a price drop and whatever else, that could save foam posits is if they actually assign them to, like, an athlete.
Yeah.
I think the only athletes I think right now I've seen wearing them is
Marcus Morris.
Both twins.
Right.
Keith wears a lot of LeBrons.
I think I've seen them both wearing them.
Yeah.
LaVine, I think he wears them every once in a while. But he's not that good a basketball player. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mira Foams, I mean, they looked fly when he was in the dunk contest out there. All right. I've seen John Wall wear a few last year. But there's nobody consistently wearing a foam posit. I think if the foam posits had a signature athlete, I think if they said, you know what, you're signing, you're a great athlete, foams are yours.
Right.
And they'll just do something with it. I think that could help. I do. I mean, gosh, I mean, Penny hasn't played in forever, and he's had the longest standing like sneakers besides Jordan. I can't think of another athlete that has had a shoe made
Over and over
in many variations besides Penny Hardaway. And he played, gosh, how many years?
What
did
he do? Out the league since like, oh,
he's been out the league for long. What was the last team? Suns was his last team, right?
No, he went to the Knicks after the Suns.
Oh, right? That's right. And that's why there was a Knicks colorway.
Yep.
Which should have been a long time ago. Like, it's just taking too long. These maroon ones. When did the maroons drop?
Supposedly this year sometime.
A maroon with a gum bottom is fire. Okay. But it should have already been out. It should have been out. These Olympic ones, what are they, white, blue, and gold?
Yeah.
Just like you guys said.
Should have came out a long foams time ago.
Never come out by themselves.
No. Never.
An Olympic foam, if it would have dropped by itself for the Olympics, probably fly off the shelves.
Gone.
Everybody waited for white foams, okay? What was the first white foam that dropped? Was it the all-white or was it the Shooting Stars?
The all-white came out first. It came out in 2011.
Yep. You got all-white?
No, I got the Gucci white.
Which one is that? Oh, right, okay.
With the gum bottom.
Which I think the black ones are better, the Gucci ones. I see somebody wearing them.
I agree.
I think they're better. But the white ones are like marshmallows. The all-white foams might be one of the worst foams of ever.
You could probably get one good, solid wear.
But how? How do you wear something that big and that white?
You got to put on a nurse outfit.
Bro, them joints look like some a pervert wear. Like, they just look.
A white out party. You got to do something fly.
Them joints look. You got to wear a linen suit.
All right, going back to the topic from a couple weeks ago. You have to choose between wearing those or the Chef Curry Lowe's. What are you wearing?
Foams.
I don't know, bro.
What?
Because, let me tell you something. Chef Curry Lowe's, all right? The problem is I could make Chef Curry Lowe's work. I could make them work. I can't make that all-white foam work. I couldn't.
That Chef Curry Lowe look like a knockoff New Balance, bro.
It actually does. But the all-white foams, they're way too expensive. And you know how many people have been waiting for all-white foam?
Oh, yeah.
Forever. All right. And then they finally drop it, and it's like, oh, this is. And everybody goes out and cop it, and it's sold out. It flew off.
Sold out.
And then everybody get it, and you're like,
this is whack.
Christ. Like, the only all white shoe that people should only wear are Air Force Ones, Shell Toes.
Yep.
Man, you can't forget the Dough Mask.
Oh, some Cortezes. Some Cortezes, and that's about it. You know? Anything else all white is uncivilized.
You won't believe this. But Penny Hardaway's last year in the NBA, 2007.
2007, and they're still making Penny foam posits.
I think they need to go away, man. I think they need to sit in the vault
for a little while.
For about 5, 6, maybe 10 years, and then come back with that Royal.
Yep.
And then start over the line.
Royals, Coppers.
How many times did Royals come out?
Three.
Yeah, three or four.
Okay, because after the original, they changed. Each time, they looked a little different.
And then most recently, they actually
released the Sharpies. OG one. Oh,
the Royal with the intentional black. I mean, it's like.
And the Sharpies.
Yeah, and the Sharpie ones are proof of, gosh, like, what else can you really do with this?
Yeah.
It's literally like, it's the blue foam with Sharpie in between the cuts or whatever you want to call that.
You know, that's another thing that kind of, like, ruined the momentum of foam posits was releasing them with whack
packs.
Like,
yeah.
Shooting Star foams are dope. Releasing Shooting Star foams.
The foams?
Yeah. Shooting Star foams are pretty dope.
Shooting Star foams are whack. How could you like those and not all whites?
Because the Shooting Star foams had a black sock liner, black tongue, had the stars on the side. And what was the.
It was contrasted, man. It
had some royal blue in it. What was the soul color? Was the soul color clear?
It was clear.
It was clear soul. I mean, like, that was a pretty dope shoe, but you release it with the half cent or whatever it came out with, or the penny 4.3. I don't even know what they're at now.
God, penny is
You can pull those off with multiple colors. Like, you can wear dark denim, light denim, black, sweatpants, joggers. Them all whites, you got to pick your colors. No. Because do you want your shoes to talk for you? You want them to pop. They're going to pop out regardless, but
your shoes.
You're not going to get as many wears with them because they're going to become dingy.
No.
And then your socks, if your socks is, like you talking about dude's socks.
That's different.
Socks being more dingy than his shoes, then your shoes, and then you can't, what else can you do with?
I don't know, man. I think the pack was tight. It was just like, yo, a pack? I think we didn't have a pack for a while before those dropped. So it was kind of like, oh, geez. Like,
the box was dope.
The box was tight.
Yeah, the box.
But they're just, no.
Too expensive.
And then they dropped pearls with the Gary Payton, which made me mad because I wanted the Payton. Okay.
Yeah.
I've always waited for it to come out, but I didn't buy it because it was like, I'm never going to wear this. But a pearl should have came out on its own. Mm-hmm. It should have came out on its own. And it probably would have did all right. I mean, pearls were like the unofficial Pippins, weren't they?
Yep.
They were like unofficially Pippins. And he wore them a few times. I remember Duncan wearing them a few times. Those are fire. Those are always fire. But I don't know, man. I think foam's got to go away for a while. I don't even know if they could come back out.
If the Sharpie would have came out by itself, so people who actually like know the story behind them, I think it would have done well. Like,
they would have had to come out about 8 years ago.
Yeah. And they would have
digging. They'd be digging in archives for stories to to create a shoe.
Oh my, like Air Max Zeros and Jordan alternates.
They
be reaching.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is jumping the gun considering we have our top 10 list, but like them choosing a foam posits to make a Dornbacher, and then the Paranorman. I never understood how that came about. Like, I know the movie and all that, but why was a foam posit chosen for that?
Maybe because it's the style of the shoe and where the shape of the shoe came from.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
well, can you think if you were to put that pattern on another model, what would it be on?
That's a good point. It is a super customizable. I mean, it's like a canvas. Yeah, it's perfect for doing crazy stuff.
Was that the first graphic?
Which one?
To hit a foam?
No, a Galaxy.
Galaxy came out before Paranormans?
Yeah.
Okay. Paranorman and Galaxy graphics, fire. But there's actually, you know what? We'll get into that because there's a couple others that have some tight graphics. All right. Anything else on foams?
I say wear them with pride, man. I say wear them with pride.
Yeah. If Rome says wear them with pride, wear them with pride. So simple. You got to go home and throw them on.
My ghost driving back up.
I put pewters on today, and I was like, I had no idea what I was doing. Now, those are silver, but I had no idea what I was doing with those. So.
But I think to your point, when I do see somebody like running up and down the court in them,
they look fire.
They look fire.
They look fire. I mean, even when the Twins wear them.
They look fire.
Games, they look fire. John Wall's wearing them. He's a point guard. They looked fire. I used to wear my metallic reds, I think. They looked fire, all right? But
casually, I think it's how you wear them.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be how you wear them for you to pull them off.
It's hard.
And then because we're older, you know what I mean? So you already have in your mind, I'm not wearing these shoes. Mm-hmm. They don't fit my style right now anymore.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I don't really see a ton of kids wearing them, but they look better on kids and girls when I see them.
Too expensive.
They're small.
Man.
They're way too expensive. I mean, hopefully one day Nike does something to get it together. I mean, they tried to put foam on other shoes, and it didn't really work out. They have flight posits. I don't even know if you can do that. God, I wonder why they never tried that.
They actually were surprisingly low. I mean, like, it's like, it doesn't fit like a typical mid. I mean, it does sit kind of a little low on your foot.
That's a little low, I guess. That's a crazy shoe. Anyways, like we said, at the top 10 foams of all time. To us.
Okay. To us.
Now, and you know, we always say stuff like, This is sneakerhead talk. When you say stuff like those are garbage, those are trash, it doesn't necessarily mean they're just not for us. Right. All right. That's all that means. So, like, I don't want nobody getting offended or mad or, yo, I got those, fam. Like, no. All right. Like, it doesn't mean that. People tell me all the time that Jordan 6s are garbage sometimes. I'm like, Jordan 6s aren't garbage, but they might be garbage to you. They don't mean that they're trash. You just ain't rocking them. You don't know how to rock them right.
They're growing on me.
They're growing on you. But Foamposites, I will always say that they're trash, but I know that there are Foamposites that are fire. Ryan, any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions? I would say, you said them earlier, I'm a camel guy, so I thought the fighter jets and the green camel foams were pretty dope. The All-Star mirror foams that came out a couple years ago, I thought those were super fire. And I said it earlier, but the Dr. Dooms, I think, is one of the better Foamposite Pro models. And both those Gucci ones are actually pretty sick. The Yeezy ones took a little too far, but the Gucci ones are fire. And Gone Fishing Foams.
Yeah, which I forgot about.
About 15?
He always got it. Ryan always got the most.
I can't leave anything out.
He always got the most. He has to say something. My honorable mentions, I got Paranormans. I put those in our honorable mentions. Galaxy Foams. And I really wanted to put Galaxy Foams in the top 10, but I think I'm still angry about the release. I mean, they were camped out at House of Hoops
like
out
a
here
week.
A week, okay? And then I had already bought mine from a guy that worked at a Foot Locker in Georgia, and then like I bought them probably 3-4 weeks beforehand. Nobody knew it, but I knew it. I told George. I said, George, I got a feeling these joints are going to be fire. Like, something about them. Soon as hype started picking up, dude refunded my money. Like, he was like, yo, I can't give them to you now.
Hey, did them start the birth of the bots, huh? After those shoes dropped,
I don't know,
man. 11, them Jordan 11s dropped.
No, because bots didn't come about until Twitter RSVP. Because they didn't have Twitter RSVP for 13, the pack.
Wasn't that 2013? When did that come out?
I don't know.
No, Concords were...
No, the RSVP.
Oh. Yeah, it might have been 13.
Was it 13?
See, and...
So did they not do the All-Star pack with Twitter? Or was Twitter not out yet? Because it was a raffle at Nike.
It wasn't popping like that.
I don't think it was Twitter. I don't think they did Twitter
yet. I'm saying that's what... The Galaxy is what? And them LeBron...
The Big Bangs.
Big Bangs.
Fire still.
Them Concord, all those cops is what started people going.
That
online.
Might have been the first pack where every single sneaker was fire.
And that All-Star lineup?
The KD4, the fire. Big Bang, the All-Star, and the Kobe was fire too. I didn't really care for the material of the shoe.
Right.
But that was a solid pack. It might be the greatest pack of all time.
Yeah. I agree.
And my honorable mention, mirror foams. I wanted to put them on the list, but. They're still really.
You already explained to me what your top 10 is now since you scratched them off.
Nah, you don't know my top 10.
I already know
what you got. What's your honorable mentions?
Mine, red metallics.
What?
Black suede.
What?
Gold foams.
Okay.
And then he got game pearls.
Oh, okay.
Those are my
I always forget those are like tied to he got game. Them was what, was Denzel wearing them?
Yeah, Denzel was wearing them.
Or was it Ray?
Ray Allen.
Okay, Ray was wearing them. Denzel was wearing the 13s. All right, simple. Top 10.
Bottom 5.
Top 10 Foamposites to you.
To me.
Of all time. Bottom 5.
Number 10.
Let's go.
Drum roll.
And these are all Foamposite ones. Number 10, the Foamposite 1, had them on earlier, Phoenix Suns.
Respect it.
I think that was a good shoe. Number 9, the Foamposite 1. I always got to have one of these collabs on a list. The Supreme Reds.
Agreed.
Number 8, the Foamposite 1 Metallic Red. I think that's just a classic. That's a shoe.
But I'm shocked you had any honorable mentions.
Yeah.
And the suedes. We just talked about suedes. One of your favorites. You said one of your favorites.
Man, it's a lot of foams out there.
A lot of foams out there. Number 7.
You don't like black Supremes?
I like the red ones so much more. I mean the black ones are fine. I just think the red ones
black ones mean you got to wear gold chain.
Yeah. The red ones is
just, you have the gold chain and the pit bull, you wear the blacks. That might have been the last graphic.
That was
fire.
Dope. Yeah.
That was fire.
Number 6. Number 7, the Foamposite 1 Polarized Pink. That was like...
God, those suck.
I love those shoes. Why? That was the first foam I ever bought. I just thought it was dope.
Wait, the pinks are the first foams you ever bought?
Yeah. I had coppers like back in the day, but...
How often did you wear them?
I haven't worn them. They're still dead stock in the box, top of the closet.
Do you take them out and look at them? Or?
I have. I have 4 foams. The foams that I own are Fighter Jets, Polarized Pink Foam, Suns Foams, and the Green Camo Foams. And I have worn Phoenix Suns 1.5 times.
What size foot you got?
9.5.
I can't wear them shoes.
And number 6, to round out my bottom 5, the Foamposite 1 Paranormans. I think that the graphic on that shoe, the detail. Oh.
You seen the movie?
I have not seen the movie.
My son watches once a week. Great movie. It's actually a little, not scary, but like, it's a little intense for kids.
It is.
My toddler watches, I'm like, this might be a little scary. Actual, like, dead people walk around and stuff. But Pink Foams? I'm shocked. I think that's one of the worst ever.
I love those shoes.
Why?
I don't know.
How could you use the word love and never want to wear it?
I do want to wear it.
See, the foams that you have bring way too much attention.
Oh, yeah.
Camouflage, pink, and metallic purple. That's why you can't rock yours.
Well, the point of camouflage is just to not bring attention. So,
yes, if you in the jungle. all right. My bottom 5. So, number 10, Electric Blue Foams Pros.
Them is fresh.
Fresh. All right. The color was fresh. All right. And those sat. Those were at Nike Scott. Those sitting for a long time.
Price tag got them sitting, man.
Number 9, Phoenix Suns Foams.
Okay.
They did a great job with that. You could have really went wrong doing purple, but they did a great job with that. Hologram Foams, number 8. That's a more recent release.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh.
Those are dope. Dope. All right.
Almost passed on them, bro.
Wait a minute. I thought you...
I grabbed them. I went to the store and I was like, I ordered them.
See, I got mine off the sneakers app.
And I
took them back to the store because I was like, I'm never going to wear them. But it was hard to take them back. No, they were tight.
You take those gold ones back?
Yeah, it took me a while to take them back because I love the gold ones too.
Double up on them.
And I was like, I couldn't. If I'm not wearing my coppers, I'm not going to throw some golds on.
That's true.
Number 7, Stealth. Not Stealth Suede. The Stealth Black ones. Mm-hmm. Fire. All right. Those are fire. And number 5, either one of the Supremes. I prefer the red Supremes.
Did you just do a split?
No.
Did you just do a split?
No. All right. I said either one. All right.
Okay.
You could make me the judge. But them Supreme ones are tight. You know? I mean, I think like with the era of like when like people started talking about Versace and all that, I think it kind of like, it was a little tacky at first, but they were dope. I mean, a Supreme...
Foamposite. Public transportation with Supreme Foams on.
Man, you could do it. Look, man, I have a problem. I don't know, man. It depends on how old you are. All right. Now, if I see a grown man on public transportation with grown foams and he's not in New York taking a subway.
He's styling.
Nah, he needs to go get a car. All right. That's what he needs to do. All right. And unless you're in New York, which we never even said. A Foamposite is an East Coast.
It is an East Coast shoe. Right. It is an East Coast shoe.
Which I don't even know why. Why did they adopt it? What made it an East Coast shoe?
Man, because it's fresh, man.
I don't know. East Coast cats wear Tim's all year long, so I don't know how fresh.
I only got one pair of them, and it's hot as hell to wear them shoes.
Yeah, in Arizona. So Rome.
Well, hang on. Before we start that, last week we said that we would get to the bottom of where the split started.
Where did it start? It didn't start with me.
It actually started with the missing man today, George Martin, when he split Jordan 1. Black red, OG ones,
and Royal ones.
And Royal ones.
That's right.
OG ones. So I apologize formally to you on air for accusing you of starting the split. And George accusing you of starting the split when it was actually
Jordan
Martin.
I knew I didn't start it. So now we got that out the way. Rome, bottom 5.
Bottom 5. Yeezys. The black. Yeezys black. Yo,
I knew you were going to have that on the list.
I bought them resale. I still ain't worn them yet, but I gotta have these shoes. I gotta have them.
I remember when you bought them, you were like, yo, I'm about to pull them.
The thirst on those was real.
You know what the problem with them was? Is that it wasn't just solid black. Wasn't it like...
No, it was a checkered.
Like a digital checkered looking.
Yeah.
I was like,
There were cats that we know that slept outside Nike Scottsdale for those, And they were hitting for like 550 the first day.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were going.
I mean, they were like, they were through the roof the first day. I mean, now you might be able to find them for
3.25, 3.5. Yeah. I remember having a conversation with you. He's like, I was like, yo, they 400 on eBay. He's like, no, they ain't.
Well,
selling.
See, in your size, they are. Yeah. See, you were what, 13?
Yeah.
Anything in a 13 is expensive.
Yeah.
Man, tell me. Number 9, copper phones.
Classic.
Number 8,
classic
holograms,
dope.
Me and the missus got them.
That's what I had at 8.
Number 7, gone fishing phones.
Okay,
I actually had to. I got 2 pair of them.
That's one of the best phones. I know
they came in a net, right?
The net was on top.
Yeah,
you could put them in the net.
Oh, really? I didn't buy them. I didn't even buy them on like.
But that's one of the best phone pods. It is come out.
That was the last.
Just the theme behind it, yeah. You know, the story behind it.
Was that the last one with graphics?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like, I don't know if you want to count hologram. Yeah. I don't count hologram.
Yeah, I think so.
But those are done right. The color, those the translucent blue, those right. are done right. With the dead fish in the back,
yep.
fire.
Yep. Let me see. Number 6, Dornbecker phones.
You like those?
Fire.
You got them?
No.
Oh, I thought you went to Vegas to get them.
No, I went to Vegas to get my broken backboard, shattered backboards.
Oh, okay.
No, I wish I had, you know what I mean? I seen them on eBay. Soul Supremacy had them on their auction. And once they hit like 3.5, 4 bills,
you
I backed
no?
out.
You can't. You won't pay that?
No, I can't do it.
Why? You love phones. It's not a bad one.
I couldn't do it. When they have excellent condition, nice condition, okay, and it was... Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not paying that for no okay.
Nice. What was that? That was the same pack as DB10s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Was it?
Yeah, yep. I think so. So two years ago. Two years ago. Yeah.
Then what came out with the DB8?
What did?
Oh, like Black Light 5s? Oh, no. DB8. My bad, I'm tripping. One drone always comes out. Then what did the Black Light 5s come out with?
I think those were like... Didn't those just like
the four?
Oh, 49er pennies.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Those came out with the DB8s.
Okay,
49er pennies came out with the DB8s.
What else was in that pack? Oh, Batman Janoski's.
No, that was last year's.
I think the Dornbacher 5 just like I thought it just like came out. I don't think it was part of like a whole Dornbacher pack. I think it just like
those suck.
Yeah, because it was like the last 3 years and 3 years. The 8s, the 13s, the 5s, and the 10s have come out, right?
13s are awful.
13s are awful.
13s man, are man. Awful.
And I was trying to get, man, my whole screen trying to grind them up.
I did too.
Yeah, for the resale. I'm trying to sell them joints. All right, simple.
Top 5?
Top 5 already.
Top 5. Number 5. George not being here. Number 5. 5, 5. The Foamposite 1 Oregon.
Ooh.
I forgot didn't think about
that.
Those.
I forgot about those.
Those are fire
okay.
planes.
Okay.
Oh, man.
God, when did those come out?
2013?
Yo, we're thinking of quite a few graphic phones that aren't too bad, yeah. All right? Because when you automatically think of graphics, you think of the worst ones they are.
Yeah.
I forgot all about those.
When you say graphic, I think of Superman phones, man.
Spider-Man.
Pop in my head. Them the first things pop in my head.
I can't even. That's a good one. Not on my list. That might have would have made my list.
Oh, yeah.
That those are fire.
I didn't even think about
3M
those,
on it.
It had the duck.
Man. Yeah, the duck feet.
Yeah.
Those are super.
Those are fire.
Those are so clean.
And it had the glitter in the sole.
Yep.
Them was fire.
Yep.
Okay. You got that one.
Number 4, the Foamposite 1 Galaxy. Like you said, it's probably the first... and best executed graphic on a Foamposite. Started a whole wave of graphic Foamposites that never lived up to it. You know,
is that the most hyped sneaker of all time?
The Galaxy?
I wouldn't call it. I don't know that it's the most hyped sneaker of all. I think for a minute it was.
I can't think of anything that I felt.
Now, are you talking like retro related? I mean, like obviously Yeezys or.
Oh, those don't even count. I don't even consider Yeezys. Yeezys are like when you compare top 3 rappers of all time. Like Jay-Z is not in that kind of category anymore. He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's legendary.
Like, you think they got legendary status already?
I think Galaxy phones are legendary.
I think, yeah.
I think there might be. I think the Foamposite shoe itself might. It's definitely in the top 10 most iconic sneakers of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Galaxy colorway is legendary. It's Hall of Fame status. It's definitely Hall of Fame
status.
I would
put it in the league up there with like Dornbacher 3s, Dornbacher 4s in that class of just. It's a shoe that everybody would buy at a reasonable price.
If I could get them, I'd buy them.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would. Like, and
even if I wasn't going to wear them.
But never wear them, I would buy them. Like, I tried my best to get them. I did. I thought I had them. I had my feet kicked up like, yo, pay for mine, y'all.
So how much did you cop for?
Before? Two retail.
Oh.
Homeboy. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I paid $338. It was $330 something.
So like $100 over.
Yeah. And I seen it on eBay, pre-order. And I was like, why not? Bought it. And I'm literally like, got my feet kicked up. I'm chilling at Pete's Fish and Chips, eating that four-piece shrimp. Got that ding, refund. I said, refund?
Hit him up. You're like, yo.
Yo, I hit him. And I went in on him. And you know what's funny? I went in on this cat. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to hit up corporate office. I'm about to hit everybody. You selling pre-orders? And he literally laughed at me and was like, do you know how often I get threatened with that? You know how often nobody ever does it? And I just sat there like, well, he's right. Because I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to call corporate. I'm not emailing or calling him. So you're absolutely right. Damn. So. I took that L, but were you on now three?
Number three. My top three are all just iconic. Number three, the Foamposite 1 Coppers. I mean, that goes without saying. It's one of the most.
It's a genius.
Yeah.
A penny
with copper.
It's genius. All right.
There's no like
nothing else you can do with
it. Yeah. Number two, the Foamposite 1 Eggplant. That was one of my favorite colorways. The way that like
I almost say too.
The purple just kind of changes and moves around on you.
It's like iridescent.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful shoe.
I guess gorgeous they did a good job with purple. Then
they really did.
I thought the Sunzo was the one that, but I think the purple foams they've done good with.
They have done good. And number one, greatest shoe of all time as far as Foamposites. The Foamposite 1 Royal.
I have to.
You have to. I mean,
pay homage.
It's not mine.
From Penny wearing it.
It was going to be mine, but.
To Mike Bibby wearing it. I mean, it.
You know what? And we didn't bring up that. That year, Arizona won the championship. Yeah. When Bibby, all of them were rock. Miles Simon.
Yep.
It was like, though, these joints are fire. All right? They're hooping in one of the most expensive sneakers of all time. All right,
Bibby was no. I mean, Bibby, like, I remember watching play at Shadow Mountain, and he always had on fire.
You know what's funny is that when Penny was playing in the Foamposite, he never had another colorway.
No,
he only played in a Royal. Dang, man, we might have to
think about his away and his home uniform, Royal fit.
Yep,
both
was they what had colorway. Black. When Penny played, they played in black.
The pinstripe.
The black pinstripe was the alternate. And what was the other one? The blue-white pinstripe.
Was it blue?
And then the white with black pinstripe.
Right.
But, okay. Yeah, I guess. But why didn't they ever give him an away? Or a black or a white?
With the foam?
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessary. I think that was more of a universal fit for...
That might have been the only sneaker that didn't have, in like, that time, multiple colorways. When did the second, the Pippin, I guess the Pippin version. Like, I don't know why they went from the Penny 1 straight to a Pro. They never came out with another Penny 1 colorway before the Pro, I don't think. I wonder what made that, I don't know why that happened like that. What was the second Pro colorway? And what was the second 1 colorway?
Well, I
gotta do some thinking. I gotta do some research.
What's confusing now is because... So, obviously, the blue was okay to wear with the blue uniforms because of the 80-20 rule they had back then. But when he was wearing it with the black is when he had to take the Sharpie and color it in so that the black matched the black uniforms. So, how did he wear it with the white?
Man, we're going to have to do some homework, man.
You probably wear it is. You know, I don't know, man. I'm not going to sit up here and lie and make up something.
Not going to lie either. I don't know what the second Foam 1 colorway was, and I don't know what the second Pro colorway was. I'm going to assume the second Pro colorway had to be... Okay, it wasn't the Doom, because Doom came out in a pack, where it was like the Torchman, the Invisible Air Force Ones.
All heroes.
And, man, we're going to have to think about this.
So let me ask you this. Did Penny ever wear him again, either? Like, in his like journey through the NBA, did he ever wear another Foamposite? Like,
he didn't.
I don't think he ever did. He always had like a new shoe. He had like the Penny. Then they moved into the
1-6.
Yeah,
the 1-6.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't think he ever wore anything besides.
Dang, man, that might put Foamposites in top five iconic of all time. One shoe that only had one color. It only had one color.
Man,
it might put pennies and penny one in top five most iconic of all time.
I just googled Penny wearing Foamposites, and every single picture
is blue.
Is a blue pair. I just lied to you. He is on the cover of the 97-98 Pro Basketball Magazine. He's wearing white and black Foamposites.
Let me see.
Yo, are them shooting stars?
It looks pretty dang close to it.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember those either. I just remember the blues.
They must never release.
They look, honestly, they look like the pearls without the swoosh.
Yeah.
Yo, we got to do some homework. We out here doing a sneaker podcast. Yeah, we don't know nothing. Too, they look like pearls without the swoosh, or it look like a white swoosh. Yeah, them is pearls because the top is red. Anyways, I'm throwing off now. What am I, by my five?
You on your five.
Oh, my five. Man, well, this is what happens, man. You get talking to sneakers with the homies, and you get to thinking. Number four, Forest Green Foams. I thought Forest Greens were fire. Forest Greens came out the exact same time as Electric Blues, and they both sat. But I love Forest Greens.
I forgot about those. That was actually...
Forest Greens are fresh. Number three, I got Metallic Reds. And I didn't like them at first when they came out. I think part of me was like, they took too long. Like, what took so long besides the Pro Red? Pro Red had came out before Metallics. But I think every single colorway should have came out in the Penny one first. I mean, that Metallic Red one was fire. Number two, I got Royal OG. The OG ones, like the original ones from 97, because they started changing them up a little bit. Like the blue wasn't the same. But those are, and number one, I got Copper Foams. I got Copper Foams because of just, it's a penny and it's copper. All right.
Oh, there's nothing else to say.
Gives me chills, man. Gives me the chills. All right. I'm never rocking them, but it gives me the chills.
Man,
what you got?
Man, if I had to write your list for you, I probably would have got 6 out of 10, bro.
I said the ones I got.
Because we've had these conversations in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And you told me what you like, so.
And that's a fact. But I didn't put pewters on here.
No, I didn't.
I think pewters kind of suck now.
Because you put them on the day and you decided not to wear them.
Yo, well, I think mirrors are pride.
Wear your phones with pride, man.
That's a different pride, man. That's the one. Mirror foams. I think to me, you know, let me hear your list first, because I think I know you. I know the rest of your list. Go ahead.
You want to?
I think you got.
I guess
I know you got Mirror Blues on there. Yes, you definitely got Paranormans on there.
Let me go through my list.
You go through your list. I'm about to tell your list. Go. Right,
my number fives is my Pewter Metallic. Something that you should have been.
Which one?
Your
Pewter. Oh, Pewters? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Galaxies at my number four.
Just
Blue Mirrors at number three. And the only reason why I picked the blue over the regular mirrors is because the blue had more contrast to it.
And you could wear those, I think, easier than the mirror ones. I didn't like the spikes on the back of mirrors. On the pull tab had like spikes. It was like goth or something.
That was the one that I saw one of the Morris twins rocking when they played for Phoenix, and I was like, those are super fire.
They just look tight on the court.
So tight.
Did you see a mock up picture of or did I show you a picture of the red mirror?
Oh yeah, yeah. You sent me those. Those are tight too.
Man, I hope them shits do come out.
But I think blue mirrors were kind of slept on. I could have grabbed blue mirrors for really cheap a few times. They were kind of slept on, I think. What else you got?
Number two is the Royals.
Okay. Well, why'd you shake your head when he had a number one?
No, me and you both said, they ain't my number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they ain't my number one.
Okay.
Either.
Okay.
They up there. I had to pay homage to.
You gotta pay respect
to the game.
You gotta
be respectful. And then, like, number one is a Penn Norman. So my number, yo.
That
at the end of the day, that's a shoe you you put it in a case, and you show it off.
And the way it was distributed, like the way that it was,
the
like,
whole packaging, I mean, the whole everything.
Like, yeah, the how you got them. It was a cool way to get the shoe out. It was a.
I think we know how many people we know that got them.
Two.
I think I know maybe two. I don't know if we're thinking the same two, but
when I
know
seen them shoes, I was like, oh man,
they're fine.
These is ether.
Actually, I know a couple other people. I know a couple another person with them. He lives in New York, though.
What would you draw for him?
Dead stock, I probably would give him. If I had it, I'd give him $1,000.
Yeah?
I'd drop $1,000 on him.
Now.
I'd drop
yeah, but you're not going to wear it. If I'm going to drop $1,000, I'm wearing them joints. You're going to see me. But no, you got to see me in those.
Well, you going
to
wear
it's like
too.
It's like going to buy. It's like buying Gucci sneakers that don't got the G's on it. It's like, no, if I'm going to buy some Gucci sneakers, you going to know these are Gucci. All right? Facts. I guess like buying a pair of Norman and like telling everybody you got it, I can tell you right now I got it. Y'all would believe me. You would. And that's the thing with us. We have so many sneakers. I could tell anybody I have anything and not a single person would question it.
Right.
Not one
when
person.
When I was going through stuff a few weeks ago to like, all right, it's time to like downsize a little bit like at a time, I was opening boxes like, I have these?
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had these.
I read the sticker on the box. And I'm like,
what is that? You open
what
it?
Air Max is that. And I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, gonna have to throw these in the rotation. Well, I gotta figure this out.
But that's the thing. If you told me right now you had Paranormal Foams, I'd believe you. But if you actually had Paranormal Foams, you have to wear them. But you have to wear them somewhere where people are gonna know what they are. Right. That's the thing with shoes nowadays. You people gotta wear them. People don't know what they are. Like, they don't know what they are, or they see them so often. Like, Jordans, you wear Jordans now. You just got on Jordans. Like, it's just like, dang.
It's not special anymore.
It's just like, dang, they got the Jordans again. That's it. But it's not like, ooh, it's not like how back in the day, like, yo, he got the J's. Like, not anymore.
And that's like, after having this discussion, it makes me a little sad that such an iconic sneaker is like, looked down upon now. Yeah. It's like, not even like, you know, you see it every day and it's not even, you don't even look twice at it anymore. It's just like, oh, he's got the foam boxes, the Weatherman phones. Like, it's.
I guess
I think it's the price, man. I think it's the oversaturation and it's the price. You know, if they could slow down on keep releasing different colors, slow that down, people would be more willing to pay that premium. And you know, and another thing is because I buy so many different foams, I've noticed you'll have your pro, you'll have your you have your pro, you have your regular foam, and then you have a PRM. The PRMs, the premiums,
right,
hold that $250 and that $275 tag.
PRMs is camos.
Yeah.
Suede.
Yeezys.
The Gone Fishing.
Gone Fishing.
Anything that has like a theme to it.
Right.
It's the premium. You know what I mean?
Did you buy Wu-Tangs?
No, I didn't get them.
You had the other yellows though, right?
No, I don't have them either.
Huh.
I didn't. It's
yellow was not a. Yellow was not.
Yeah, the Volt and the yellow, I was just. My angle's too wide for this.
Nah,
man.
Yeah, it's just,
I can't do it.
I can't do it. So, anything else you want to add? Twitter's, IG's again, one more time.
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, it's all the same. Mr. Midos, M-E_DOS.
Simple. Anything else?
No. Make sure to check out the YouTube channel. Make sure to check out the sneaker reviews, the occasional vlog. Check out our channels. You can find it streaming on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher.
Not YouTube. SoundCloud anymore.
Not SoundCloud
anymore.
They
want too much money.
YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. We're always looking for feedback, ways to improve our content for the listeners.
Always. Even if it's bad.
Even if it's bad. Constructive criticism. Don't just tell us we suck.
I like the ones that suck too.
Pause, man.
Pause.
Enjoy yourself.
Anything else?
That's it.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course, man. We're glad you came through. Cool.